2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes, yes.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to Christ, to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Precious Lord, we thank you this morning, Father God, for your Son Jesus Christ and for his work in this world, his work on Calvary, his shed blood. Not for his sins. The text says, for he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He was sinless. And he came and died for sinful folks.
Amen.
Like me.
Amen.
And those in all who are under the sound of my voice. Father God, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Wanted kingdom ambassadors. I hear folks boasting and making news of the low unemployment rate in the world, down at record lows. They say it's never been this low in 60 years. Well, And I drive around a lot, and I see everywhere is hiring. Everybody's hiring. Everybody need workers. Everybody need help. Restaurants and factories, and everybody need help. But no place needs more help than the church. The church need help. The church need help too. And the church is looking for ambassadors. And somebody said, what's an ambassador, Pastor? An ambassador who one who goes to another country and it represents their country.
Amen.
America, for instance, we have ambassadors in China. We have ambassadors in Egypt and Korea, North and South. Ambassadors in Canada, Australia. You name it, we got ambassadors going over there, and their job is to present America in the best light. Now, what Paul is saying here, he says in verse 20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. When you were saved, you become an ambassador. And your job is to represent Christ. Speak well of him. We do a lot of speaking without saying words. Someone said more is caught than taught. And the qualifications, because the demand is so high, so when the job demand is so high, the demand for work is so high, the qualifications are lower. When General Motors came to Lordstown back in the 60s, the demand for workers was so high, they was getting folks out of jail to get them to work on the assembly line. How many know that? Folks was traveling from West Virginia all the way to Lordstown to work, and folks was coming from all over because the demand was so high. for workers. And the pay was good, not as good as what God pays us. But someone said, well, I don't know if I'm qualified to be an ambassador. Well, the author is unknown. But he said Noah was a drunk. Abraham was too old. Jacob was a liar. Joseph was abused. Moses had a stuttering problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson was a long-haired, hippie-type womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy were too young. David was an adulterer and a murderer. Elijah was suicidal. Jonah ran from God. Job went bankrupt. John the Baptist ate bugs. Peter denied Christ. The disciple fell asleep while praying. Martha worried about everything. The Samaritan woman had a whole lot of husbands, and Zacchaeus was too small. Paul was too religious. Timothy had an ulcer. And Lazarus was dead. I look at that, I say, well, I could meet some of those qualifications. Okay? Because I fell asleep praying many a times. You listen to me enough, you know I have stuttering problems sometimes. But God is looking for people to represent him, men and women. We have a job to represent God. God saved us. Okay? So somebody say, well, Pastor, what kind of man or woman does God use? And I want to go down the list. Well, the first criteria, you must be born again. Okay? And you got to be the right born again. See, we live in a world with, like I said, we got fake everything. You know, y'all heard me. You say you go to the flea market, some of y'all go to the flea market. You got bootleg everything. And you got bootleg born again folk. See, and you got to make sure you're not bootleg. And we're going to do that today. We're going to examine ourselves at communion. And the reason we examine ourselves, the Bible said, let a man examine himself. We don't want to be bootleg. We don't want to be fake. We don't want to be in the wrong line when it's time to go to heaven. When it's time to go to before God, we don't want God to say, I never knew you. You want to make sure you got the right stuff. Paul knew that, and Peter knew that. Peter knew that. Now think about why scripture is written. Because Peter knew there were some fake folks out there. So in 1 Peter 1:23, Peter says this now. And he only says it because there's a lot of folks out there that think they got the right stuff that don't. In John 6, Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said, well, that's a hard thing. And the Bible said they turned and went the other way. And Jesus turned to the 12. And so he said, well, y'all got the right stuff? Okay. Now, Peter, knowing that there's a whole lot of folks out there that don't have the right stuff, and it may be because they just don't have it. Maybe they never heard it right. Okay. So Peter says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, okay, but of incorruptible by the word of God, okay? By the word of God, you have to be born again by hearing the word of God. If you're in a place where you're not hearing the word of God, and you being entertained, and it's all fun, and it's all game, and you go home, and you don't feel no conviction, you don't feel challenged to change your lifestyle or nothing, you're probably not hearing the incorruptible word of God. Watch this now. Watch what Peter says. Which liveth and abideth forever. It ain't changed. The book ain't changed. Amen. You might have it on your tablet. You may have it on your phone. But if you got a King James Version, even on your phone, it's going to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It don't matter where you read it at. It's not going to change. Okay? James had the same problem in his church. Folks didn't have the right stuff. And he felt compelled to tell them, you need the right stuff. Any pastor that loves his people want to make sure he's going to test them and try them and warn them, do you got the right stuff? Okay? No pastor wants to see their folks dying in their church and listening to them preach and don't have the right stuff and then got to get up at their funeral and lie. He got the right stuff. James says in James 1:18, of his own will begot he us. How, James? With the word of truth. Amen. You can't get saved by hearing a lie.
Amen.
Okay? And somebody said, well, you know, Jesus didn't die on the cross, or Jesus wasn't born of a virgin. Well, Jesus didn't rise from the grave. Listen, folks, that kind of salvation experience is not going to work.
Amen.
Okay? You need to hear the truth. And then you have to have the faith to believe it. Now, we got on this on Wednesday night. I had to bring it up because we sing a song, 99 and a half just won't do, okay? Now, 9 and a half won't do neither. 29 and a half won't do. 59 and a half won't do. Somebody said, well, 59 should do, Pastor. I mean, I'm giving you 59%. Well, God says he wants 100%. He wants 100%. Listen, here's Paul on trial. I'm in Acts 26, and Paul's on trial. Y'all stay with me Wednesday night, folks, because y'all heard this. Now, Paul's on trial. And the people on trial have heard Paul. Now, if anybody have heard Paul, they've heard the truth.
Amen.
Now, Paul is speaking. He says in verse 24, he said, and thus he spake for himself. Now, Paul's time to speak. And he said, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art besides thyself. What did Paul been talking about? About Jesus. Okay? He said, much learning, Paul, have made thee mad. But he said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and of soberness. Okay? For the king knoweth these things. Uh-oh. He's going to throw the king under the bus. He ain't gonna put the king out there. He said, for the king, Agrippa, the king know of these things before whom I also spake freely. Okay? Let me tell you, son, it's a dangerous thing to sit up under a preacher who's preaching the word of God freely. Because you're gonna be without excuse. Okay? You'll be without excuse. He said, for I'm persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, the king. For this thing was not done in a corner. Okay, everybody knew about Jesus. Everybody knew about the crucifixion. Remember when Jesus was walking with the two down the road, and he said he acted like he didn't know what happened. And they said, everybody know what happened. He said, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? Let me stop there. Believing not the prophets? The prophets all preach that Jesus was going to come and he was going to suffer and die on Calvary's cross. The psalmist said in Psalms 22 that he was going to die between two thieves. Okay? The prophets preached about Jesus. Someone said, well, you know, you talk to some folks in Islam and some of them, well, you know, the Old Testament, we just believe the Old Testament. Let me tell you something. All the Testament talk about Jesus. Okay? That he was coming. And he was going to die for the sins of the world. And he says to King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? And he said, I know that thou believest. Paul said, I know that thou believest. See, we're talking about having choice, having free will to choose. This man knew. Paul said, I know that thou believest. Sometimes they'll position you in. You get to a big shot. You become a big shot at your company or your job. And you just can't confess Jesus in public. Okay, I think the word of God said, well, if you deny me before a man, I'll deny you before my father. Now, listen, I'm more worried about being denied before the father than being denied for my superintendent or foreman.
Amen.
Then Agrippa said unto Paul, uh-oh, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. Now, people say, man, you preach hard. I do preach hard because I want to persuade you. My job is to persuade you to accept Jesus Christ, his work at Calvary, his sinless life, his death, burial, and resurrection. That's all I have. Okay? I don't have opinions. Okay? I don't have opinions. I listened to some of this stuff going on this week, and the man wrote 300 opinions. I don't write opinions. Okay? I don't have an opinion on anything. I'm going to tell you, hear what the Word of God say about it.
Amen.
So you must be born again if you're going to be used. And anybody that's truly born again and know that they was on their way to hell, and they're going to be bold. They're going to be bold. They're going to be bold. Paul says that not only must you be born again, you must be surrendered to Christ. Surrendered to Christ. I hear Blassie say this all the time. She said you can sing a lie just as well as you can tell one. Okay? She said you can tell a lie, you can sing a lie, or you can preach a lie. See, I put myself in there. You can sing it, tell it, or preach it. Listen, how many of y'all know this song? I've been singing to y'all. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. Whole choirs singing that. Can't wait to get on Facebook. Can't wait to get around their unsaved friends that came to the service over yet. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Listen, folks. You're going to be an ambassador for Christ. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. And it's going to be easy. It's not difficult as we think. If God gives you a new spirit, that new spirit gonna have new desires and new afflictions. And we see that in the text. We see that in the text. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, how about that? He is a new creature. How about that? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What's the all things? Desires, affections, attractions, things, all that's become new. Become new. Now, I'm not saying you can't enjoy life, you can't enjoy other pleasures of this world. God designed it for us to have. But when Jesus comes into your life, okay, Jesus come into your life, okay, he's demanding, okay? I'm just saying, he's demanding. You know, when it's a job interview, as they say, it's a job interview. You come to the Lord, you want this job, you want to be an ambassador, it's going to cost you something. You're going to have to give up something. I talked to an intern this week, a lady. She was just traveling here, and she was intern. She was trying to get an internship at a hospital at Warren General, whatever that's called. And she said there was 100 candidates coming from all over the world for six spots. For six spots. And they would take her out to dinner and everywhere. And she had to sit with all the doctors and all the nurses and everybody. They was examining her. And I'm sitting here thinking about it. Y'all know I just spiritualize everything. And that'll come up. I just spiritualize everything. I'm just sitting here like, man, think about this. Think about if there was only six spots in heaven. For all the folks from Youngstown going to heaven. Think about it. And think about how it would change. Think about how the church would change. Think about how the church would change. We would change the way we talk, the way we act. We knew there was only six spots. And there was maybe 500 people trying to get these six spots. And the 594 that didn't get them six spots. Told somebody, said, listen, you must be surrendered. Jake said this last week. He didn't say it, but he used this verse. And he said unto them, if any man will come after me, man or woman, let him, come on, somebody say it, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall be saved. 99 and a half won't do. David, that great psalmist, David says this in Psalms 116 and 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Come on now. What shall I surrender unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. How about that? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. How about that? How about that? Oh Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant, the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. Set me free. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. How about that? How about that? How you feel? Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself, excuse me, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. Have you, you live a surrendered life? Somebody say, do you live a surrendered life? Let me help you. These signs that you haven't surrendered your life to God, I'm gonna help you. You worry a lot. Worry about everything. There's some of the most worrisome folks is in the church. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and what? Lean not on to thy own understanding. I heard a preacher say, if you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. But worry come natural for us. Worry come natural for us. But when it come and you get overcome by worry, then that's when you lean on the Lord. Lean on the Lord. We can worry ourselves out of doing things for God. We can worry ourselves into an early grave.
Amen.
We can worry ourselves into an early grave. Paul, the word of God says, lean not onto your own understanding. How about this one? The second sign that you may not be fully surrendered when you pray, or if you pray. But when you do pray, it's all about you. It's all about your needs. You're praying for your elbow and your knees and your back and your shoulders and your legs. You're praying for your grandkids and your grandchildren. It's all about you. It's all your little world. Yeah. Then your prayers don't leave your little circle of problems. How about this? I'm gonna help you guys. You keep asking God to explain himself. You ever ask yourself that? We live in a world, people, everybody feel entitled. Everybody feel entitled, you know? And why me? Something happened to you, and instead of you understanding, you live in a big world and everybody's going through. Your question constantly is to God is, why me, God? Why me? Why me? Why? Because we just want to be happy all the time. We want a problem-free life. We don't want to never catch a cold. Never get sick. Nothing. Why me? Let me tell you something, folks. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:24. Y'all know this verse. It's appointed unto man who wants to die. And after that, the judgment. Okay? Everybody in this room, we're going to get sick. We're going to die. That's automatic. That comes with being born. Okay? So don't get all worried about it because your time is coming. Okay? And the best thing to do is not worry about that time coming. Is be what? Be prepared for when it comes. And again, the word of God says, John was talking and he said, I come to prepare a way. That's what John's job was. And he was one of the greatest preachers ever lived. And any preacher worth his salt will get his people prepared for that day. For that day. Listen, we must be holy and righteous. How about that? Holy and righteous. Holy and righteous. You want to be an ambassador for God? Listen, you got to be right with God. Okay? Let me say that again. You want to be an ambassador for God? You must be right with God. Follow peace, Hebrews 12, 14. Follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Here's one I really like. Paul, and this is in Ephesians 4 and 24. Watch this now. It's fascinating how Paul puts things. Because the first three chapters of Ephesians, he's talking about where you were when God called you and how you were living and what God did. And now in chapter 4, he's going to sit here and say, this is how we do it. Okay. This is how we do the Christian life. We got to know how to do the Christian life. A lot of people say, oh, Pastor, I didn't know all that. You got to learn how to do Christian life. Certain things come with it. And people, well, you know, we just want to make everybody feel good. Everybody go home feeling good. But I find myself in so much of this stuff. Paul says this. In that you put on a new man, Ephesians 4:24, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now stay with me. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. See, Paul was all about teaching. All about teaching. All that entertainment and all that, whatever you call it, pageantry and all that. Paul would never get a church. Paul would have the credentials. He'd come in and he'd be, I want to apply for a church. I hear you got a pastoral opening. Folks would say, can you sing and dance and keep our people happy? Neighbor, look, listen, let me hear one of your CDs that you had. Let me hear something you preached. And Paul said, well, I got some stuff I preached when I was in Ephesus. And he give them a couple of tapes. They say, we don't want to hear that. We ain't trying to hear that. You're going to run everybody away. But then Paul says this, that you put off the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt. Folks don't even want to hear they corrupt. Folks don't want to hear they corrupt. People in here right now, they corrupt. People hear me on the CDs or whatever they listen online, and they corrupt. They don't want to hear. You call it corrupt. You corrupt. All preachers get corrupt. I believe that. Nobody want to hear they corrupt no more. Nobody want to hear nothing bad about them. Tell me something nice. That's what they told Isaiah. Say, preach smooth things. Preach smooth things. Something I can digest. He says that you put off the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And then he puts a big wherefore there. See, when you see that wherefore, and it says, now he getting ready to say, here's how you're supposed to do it. Now he's going to give you 15 things that you need to really stop doing. I counted them. I might be wrong, but he gave me 15 things. Nobody want to hear this. Nobody want to. I wish I get invited to one of the big mega churches. I'll preach this message and say, here go 15 things that Paul said we ought not do. Okay? Now I'm good for at least 10 of them. Okay? At least 10 of them speak to me. And somebody probably say, well, I counted 14 speak for you, Pastor. But that's fine. Wherefore, put away lying. Mm-hmm. Right off the top. See, somebody was saying, well, you know, we put away homosexuality. That's not even on the list. Lying is the number one problem. Put away lying. Speak every man truth with his own neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. See, we can give place to the devils. See, soon as we turn on TV, soon as we go home, turn on TV, I don't care what you're watching. Football, basketball, the Grammys, the Emmys, late night, it don't matter. CNN, Fox News, whatever, you give place to the devil. Because they ain't talking about God. Well, anybody ever wonder why? Anybody wonder why TV don't talk about God? Because God don't sell. Okay? Nobody want to hear it. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. How about that? It don't have to come out of our mouth anymore. Okay, we can tweet it. We don't have to. I didn't say it. I tweeted it. Satan ain't playing with America, is he? Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of what? Edifying. Bringing folks together. Building up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. How about that? How about that? That's grace. That's mercy. That's the love of God. Even if you do some of these things. Folks that are really know Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, they sealed. Know what that seal mean? You understand. Everybody ain't sealed to saved. No, let me put that. Everybody ain't sealed to say they saved. Okay? See, when you sealed and saved, you know when you sin, you can go to God and confess that thing. Okay? The truly saved person, understand that. I'm in a fallen man. I'm in this flesh. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to do bad things. I'm going to do crazy stuff. But the Word of God says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. Even if the person we hurt don't forgive us, He's faithful and just. You may do something to somebody and you may go to that person and say, I'm sorry, that person, I don't care. You can die and go to hell. But He's faithful and just to forgive us. Man may never forgive you. But man don't stand at the gates of heaven. Man ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. But if He's faithful and just. So Paul says, he goes on, he says, and let bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sakes has forgiven you. How about that? I like that verse. I love Ephesians. Somebody say, we know you love. I love Ephesians. I love the book of Ephesians. I could just read it, you know. I heard a guy tell me he went to church one day and the guy didn't have no text. He just read the book of Ephesians. I said, I enjoyed that. I mean, you know, I couldn't read it without saying something about it, but. Listen, number four, we're going to cover a couple of these. Listen, he must be saturated with the Word of God. How about that? You ever saturated something? You ever marinate something? You ever just marinate it? You know, you just sit it out and just cover it with whatever seasonings and all, and just let it what? Permeate through. Listen, folks, listen. If you're going to be an ambassador for God, you need to let the Word of God be saturated in you. It's just, it's just everything. You just spiritualize everything. Everything you see, you look at God and say, God, thank you. You see an ambulance coming down the street and you just start praying. It don't matter. Because everything is processed through the Spirit of God. Everything is processed through the Word of God. You look at stuff and you see all kind of stuff. We look at stuff, we see all kind of stuff. Just spiritualize. Paul was like that. Paul was like that. Paul was saturated with the Word of God. And think about this. Think about this now. Before we got saved, we was saturated with the world. And the world jumped. And we was saturated with the world's way of thinking. How do I know? Because the Word of God says so. The Word of God says, so Romans 1:29 talks about who we were before Christ came, being filled with all unrighteousness. How about that? Being filled with all unrighteousness. Anybody remember those days? Yes. Columbus, you remember them days? Being filled. Columbus said, here you go. I knew when he was going to put me on blast. Listen, being filled with all unrighteousness. I say that because me and Columbus could have run together. Being filled with all unrighteousness and fornication. and wickedness and covetousness and maliciousness, full of envy and murder and debate and deceit and malignity and whisperers. How about that? That's a good description of who we were before we got saved. Oh, that's just in your face blatant, but I wasn't that bad, Pastor. You know, I mean, I might have had a little bit of unrighteousness and, you know, I fornicated just a little bit. You know, I had a couple wicked thoughts, but I wasn't filled with it like you saying. I ain't saying. That's the word. That ain't me. I don't have an opinion on that. I wouldn't say nothing on that because a lot of it's true about me.
Amen.
Help me. Listen. Listen. Here's Paul. Here's Peter. He's talking about Ananias. Remember Ananias and his wife? And Peter said, Ananias, we can talk about who filled you. Who filled these folks in Romans 1:29? Say you filled them. Okay. Paul, Peter says, Ananias, why have Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Now let's go back. We're going to get good out of this. Colossians 1:9. He's talking about this. What a great verse. Paul says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, heard what? Heard the word of God. Heard that Jesus died for our sins so that we wouldn't have to die in them. From the day they heard John 3:16, from the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Okay? Paul praying for these people that heard the word of God. Why? Because he know the adversary is going to come. And Paul's praying for them. Watch this now. Paul says, for this cause, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with knowledge. Filled with knowledge. And as a believer, that's our goal. That's got to be our desire. You know, people hear me plead for people to come to Sunday school and come to Bible study. Not talking like, well, you know, I had 15 people in Bible study. I had 20. We had a full house. That's not the purpose of it. It's important to me that you guys be filled with knowledge so when the adversary bump you and touch you and nudge you, that knowledge will come out. Amen. And that knowledge of God will deal with that situation. That's so important. It must be important to every preacher of the gospel that his congregation, that the people listening to him on a regular basis be filled with knowledge of his will. Amen. Knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? Because you got to spiritualize some stuff. Uh-huh. You can't figure this stuff out on your own. That's why the Proverbs 3:5 says, lean not into your own understanding, because you can't understand everything that's going to happen to you. There's no way you're going to understand everything that's happening to you. You're going to get a call tomorrow. Something can happen tomorrow that could change your whole life. Change your whole life. I be reading this stuff in the newspaper and folks just, it's just like instantly. Life will never be the same. So many people, and I don't want anybody in here to say, why me? I don't want to go to the hospital and say, why me? Well, folk, listen. Folk leaving here, stuff is happening, bad stuff is happening. We live in a fallen world. And the only escape is not to live to be 150. Our only escape is to die in the will of God. Die knowing Jesus died for our sins. Die knowing and being fully assured that when we die, we're going to heaven. Amen. We're going to heaven. Ain't nothing could be worse for me to walk up there and look at somebody die and they don't know where they're going. Paul telling Timothy what to teach. He's telling Timothy, teach it. Greatly desiring to see you, be mindful of my tears that I may be filled with joy. Timothy, preach the word of God. Mm-hmm. That I may be filled with joy. You can be filled with joy. You can be filled with knowledge. You can be filled with righteousness. Paul's talking to the Philippians church. He said, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are in Jesus Christ. Huh? They're nowhere else. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Sam's Club. You can go to Giant Eagle and you can see all the fruits, but there ain't nothing like the fruits only found in Jesus. Amen. The only found in Jesus. The fruits of righteousness. the fruits of righteousness. How do I get saturated? How do I get filled? You read the word of God. Now, like I said, we got these phones and all this technology. You can read it. You can listen to it. You can tell your Alexa, play John 3:16 and play some music. And God has made it easy. Satan has made it difficult. God's made it easy. Listen to scripture music. See, I used to say, listen to gospel music. But I say, listen to scripture music. I didn't hear the word of God sing. Hear it sing because it's going to minister to you. Okay? Use scripture. Cars, you got a problem? Get you a card. I got a problem with this. Learn some scripture. I don't have a hard time remembering scripture. Learn some scripture. Write down some verses. Put them on cards. Put them on your refrigerator. Okay? Number, the last one, you must be separated. You're going to be God's ambassador. You must be separated until the Holy Spirit. How about that? When the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit comes to separate you from the stuff of this world. Okay? The Holy Ghost gives you power to walk away from relationships that you know dragging you down. The Holy Spirit comes to give you power to walk away from some stuff. See, this is why our folks don't like real strong biblical preaching, because they really don't want to walk away from nothing. Hey, look, I know she's wrong, but boy, you just don't know what I know. I know this relationship don't please God, but lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Here's Paul in Romans. He introduced himself to the Roman believers. And Paul says in Romans 1:1, Paul, not Saul, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. How about that? Let me introduce yourself to somebody like that. Meet somebody. What's your name? My name is Sylvia, servant of Jesus Christ. Woo, that's strong introduction, you know, sister. Amen. Talk to you later. You understand that? Paul was bold. Paul said, here's my name. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Let me tell you something. That's strong right there, ain't it? Yeah. Amen. That's strong. That's strong. But Paul wanted people to know that he was separated to the gospel. That's why he said in 1 Corinthians 2, he said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, I didn't come to you with words of man's wisdom and enticing words. Paul said, wherefore the man of God, the man that God uses will be separated. Paul said, wherefore come out from among them. Come out from among them and be ye separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will receive you. Amen. Listen now, as I close. Enoch, I'm going to just talk about Enoch. Enoch lived in the days we lived in. Enoch lived in the days right before God was getting ready to destroy the world by flood. And it was dark, and it was wicked, and it was evil. And the Bible says Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. That word walk means, he didn't mean every time he walked around, God was next to him. That means God was ever present in his life. And this is what the word of God says in Hebrews. And I want to preach on all the heroes of faith. When it came to Enoch, this is what it said. It said about Enoch. It said Enoch was well pleasing to God. Listen, he had a testimony that he pleased God. How about that? What's your testimony today? Today, what's your testimony, man of God, woman of God? Does your testimony say he was a man or woman that pleased God? Whew. All right. Listen. I got this acronym I seen. Talk about fantastic. Anybody want to be fantastic for God? Caught my eye. Fantastic for God. How about that? Fantastic for God. Let's spell it out. Let's spell it out. Anybody want to be fantastic? Not just average. We got enough average Christians. Okay? 50% won't do. Okay? God's looking for some fantastic Christians. And then here's an F. F for faithful. Faithful. Oh, y'all with me now? F for faithful. Faithful. Faithful to God. Faithful to the scriptures. Faithful to their family. Faithful to their wives. Faithful to their children. And the A is for what? Available. Available. You can't be fantastic for God if you ain't available. Sometimes you might have to clear your schedule a little bit. You know, this ain't okay. We gotta make room for God. We gotta be available for God. How about the end? Normal. Normal. God ain't looking for super qualified folks. Y'all heard me say it before. God ain't looking for qualified folks. He qualifies those he's looking for. God is the qualifier. I mean, if you want to be qualified to do something for God, you never be qualified. You will never, ever be qualified. Okay? How about the T? F-A-N-T. Teachable. Some folks ain't teachable. Really ain't teachable if you never come to Sunday school or Bible study or open up your Bible or turn on the radio or anything. You never be teachable. But you got to be faithful. You got to be available. You got to be normal. You got to be teachable. Here's one A. You got to be accountable. You got to be accountable. See, I'm accountable. I'm accountable. I can't just call off, not show up. Uh-huh. The pastor ain't show up. How'd that sound? Y'all all here and, you know, pastor ain't show up. Called off. Went to the ball game and stayed out too late. How about the T? Talented. Talented. How are you going to be talented? You got to have some talent. You know? But will you get it from being faithful, available, teachable, accountable, and sacrificial? Did I miss the S? Sacrificial. Sacrificial. We've been talking about that all day. You gotta sacrifice something. This ain't free. Okay, you know, salvation is free. You know it ain't. See, you got that bootleg salvation. Salvation ain't free. It costs Jesus everything. It costs God everything. And it's gonna cost you something. Don't think it takes some sacrifice. To serve God. Time. Finances. It takes some sacrifice. Okay? Are you sacrificial? Are you accountable? Are you teachable? Are you normal? Are you available? Are you faithful? Are you talented? Many of us got talents. Okay? You go to work. You great on the computer. Great on this. Great with this. Great putting this together. Put that together. The boss say, hey, I need somebody to do this. You the first one to sign up. Come to church. Not available. Then you got to be a little bit intelligent. Okay? You got to be a little bit intelligent. You got to have a little bit of intelligence. Okay? Don't sit here, you just come be brain dead and be an ambassador. You wouldn't even know where your flight is going. You know, and there are folks like that. Hey, I've been to heaven. See, you got to be intelligent to know. Somebody say, well, I've been to heaven. Huh? Which heaven? Uh-huh. It's three heavens. Which one you been to, bro? I've been to the first one. You get in a plane, you've been to the first heaven. Been in the clouds, it's the second one you've been in heaven. I've been with God. See, somebody tell you stuff like that, you gotta be intelligent enough to know this person ain't got it all, ain't got it right. Somebody say, well, bro, if you wanna be saved, you gotta speak in a language. You gotta do this. Let me tell you something. Listen. Here's my standard answer. John 3:16. If you ever get stuck. See, be intelligent enough to know John 3:16 tells you all you need to do to go to heaven. Okay? There's nothing in John 3:16 saying you gotta tithe or you gotta speak in tongues or you gotta whatever these folks will tell you need to do to get to heaven. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that whosoever, here's the key word, believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's it. Don't let nobody tell you you need to, you know, you need to dress this way and you need to not wear lipstick, because that's not in John 3:16. Okay? It's not. Then the last one, fantastic. Faithful, available, normal, teachable, accountable, sacrificial, talented, intelligent, and called. And called. 1 Peter 1:9 says, for he called us where? Out of darkness into his marvelous light. Listen, if you're still in darkness, and if you're still lost, and you still have no interest for the things of God, no interest in studying the word of God, no interest in being a part of the church, listen, you're not called. Okay? Called folks love Jesus. They love his work on Calvary. They love the fact that he died for their sin. They love the fact that, when they die, they go into heaven. Called folks understand that, and called folks will serve. Call folks. Call folks. I didn't say so-called folks. Call folks. Call folks. I just want you guys to be fantastic at being Christians. Not perfect. Fantastic don't mean perfect. There's none of us perfect. Okay? Nobody got it all together. There's none righteous, no, not one. The only one that got it all together, they nailed him to a cross. Okay? They nailed him to a cross. And while he was on that cross, the Bible says he had all power. He could have called 10,000 angels to come down and get him off. When the thief on the left said, if you'd be the Christ, save yourself and us too. And he could have. He could have saved himself. He didn't get up there for him. Amen. He didn't die for himself. He had no sins to die for. Amen. And if they didn't kill him, he'd still be living. Amen. He had to die. He had to die for our sins. So we thank him. Well, thank you, Lord. Precious Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Father God, for the ministry of singing, the ministry of praying, the ministry of giving. We thank you for